In this episode, I will be discussing direct democracy versus a representative democracy, because that's very important when it comes to ancient Greece. And another thing I will discuss is the achievements of Pericles. And this is more not looking at what he did, but why it's important. Now, let's go to the two forms of democracy. You have direct democracy and representative. And what kind of democracy are is pretty much what it says they are, direct. The citizens directly vote for the laws. They directly vote right on them. And Athens was much smarter than the United States is today. It was easy to get 6,000 people to meetings every 10 days to vote on laws, elected officials, make decisions on wars and foreign affairs. That was easy to do. A lot easier than getting, let's say, 100 million people to vote. Not really going to happen every 10 days in this country. So that's a direct democracy. Representative democracy is where the citizens vote for elected officials to represent them. And that's a lot of what we have today. It's like when we vote for people to vote for us when they're in Congress or the president, that is what a representative democracy is. Now you might be saying, wait, I still don't get it. Imagine yourself in a classroom. The teacher's asking you, okay, it's either Kit Kats or Reese's. Which ones do you want? If it was a direct democracy, all the students in the classroom would be voting yes, or would be voting Reese's or Kit Kats. Majority of the votes wins. So if there's 31 students in the room and 16 Reese's versus 15 Kit Kats, Reese's wins. For representative, this is how it works if you are voting with the candy. First, the students would vote for three students to represent them. And those three students that got elected by their peers, those three students would either vote for Reese's or Kit Kats. So, 2 out of 3, majority wins. That's probably the easiest way I could differentiate direct and representative. Now I want to move to Pericles. With Pericles, this won't take long, but because of democracy and the citizens' right in government, he really felt that he wanted to get people even more involved. And for this reason, he included even more citizens. He allowed lower class males to run for public office. And think about it. Some of those lower class people, because maybe they weren't rich, or maybe they didn't have land, they might have been very intelligent. So that was a very wise move. Another thing he did is he really pushed culture, more education. And this is only going to give people more pride in their land. And last but not least, he started focusing on great thinkers. He was never satisfied. He wanted people to keep getting smarter and learning more. And the result of all this, Athens got much better.